Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We're now on ESPNU. By the way, we're on your smart speakers. You say, play KJM. We pop right up. Play ESPN Radio, rather. Pop right up. But we're on the app, guys. And what the app allows people to do is take us wherever they go, right? So if you get to work and you got a driveway moment in the radio business, it means like, damn, I don't want to get out of the car. They're right up to what I want to hear. I'm having a good time. You go click on the apps, probably already on your phone. If not, download it. It takes 1 second. Probably already on your phone, the ESPN app. Now, go to, scroll down to, you click more on the lower right-hand corner. It says more. Scroll down to live radio. That's where you can find us. Just right there, ESPN app, more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to live radio. You got your boys right in your ears. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What up, baby?
Wait a minute. How you all doing? You said good morning?
I said good morning.
Good morning, Max. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'd like to sleep at some point in my life, but
who sleeps? Who needs sleeps?
No, listen. When they get the Eagles game was good, man. Like there was something to watch. The Bills game was so lopsided; it was less interesting.
By the way, Monday Night Football. Can we start having two games on Monday Night Football?
Oh, so good.
I mean, Shannon and I were talking to our producer about this yesterday. I why wouldn't they do more of two games on Monday Night Football? I like it.
Yeah.
Instead of having so many games on Sunday, just take two more and put them on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they I think we have three games this year of a doubleheader.
Three doubleheaders. Yeah.
I think it's three. I could be wrong. I know for a fact there's two, but there could be three. And then I know in the playoffs, I think ESPN ABC has a couple in the playoffs, wild cards or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It's fun to have it. Plus, it just gives – it feels like week – without extending it too far in the week, like week two doesn't really end until
Yeah, but you have to have good games, though. You can't be having no Seattle's versus no – some bad team, right? Carolina and Seattle on a Monday night, like –
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Oh, primetime games should be good for sure. This is Keyshawn J. Will and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. But the NFL feels like it can do no wrong so far this year. Like, first 2 weeks have been fantastic. Guys, the Packers, no surprise, beat the Bears 27-10 Sunday night.
The right? Bears!
Now, we were talking about how amazing it would be for Chicago if the Bears could somehow beat the Packers. But come on, the Bears are the worst team in the division top to bottom. They're a mess right now. They're trying to develop, get Justin Fields some reps and all that. No one really expected them to win. Well, no one really expected them to win. Rob Ninkovich picked them, but that was he's from Chicago. You got to take it with a grain of salt. But here's the question, guys. The news coming out of that game, did Justin Fields really Bears fans' hopes to be the first great quarterback since Sid Luckman, the first great quarterback in the Super Bowl ever for that team? Did Justin Fields, the guy who people are hoping can deliver a Super Bowl since the first time since 85, did Justin Fields just take a shot at Bears fans after the Green Bay loss? Here is Justin Fields at the post-game press conference. You're going to hear the question, and you're going to hear his answer. Listen carefully.
Does losing against this team, does it sting more because of the rivalry and, you know, how much Bears fans want to win this game?
Yeah. I mean, It hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in. So just coming out with a disappointing loss like this, you know, it hurts. But, you know, we just got to respond.
So the reporter asks, because of the rivalry, the fans care so much about it, does it hurt extra to lose this game? And Justin Fields said it hurts more in the locker room than for Bears fans. I mean, at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. Jay, this is not a good look for young Justin Fields.
Well, look, for anybody out there that knows the character of Justin Fields, this was not an attempt to rip the fans at all. Did it come out 1,000% the way he would like for it to come out if he could have a mulligan and redo it? I always hit my second shot better off a mulligan, okay? I think one of the things that's difficult for Justin Fields, from somebody that has spoken in front of the media a ton in Chicago, dealing with a lot of loss in your first couple of years.
You on the Bulls.
Yes, yeah. Is when you come from a situation at Ohio State where you're used to dealing with success and now you're coming to a franchise in which you're dealing with a ton of failure, you want to show that it means more to us in the locker room because we care. We want to win. Now, the slight blunder came off the fact that Chicago is a hardworking, blue-collar town where people pay their hard-working money to come to games, and they want to win rivalries too, right? But it's easy for media to draw that correlation. That's not what Justin Fields meant. That's not the type of leader he is. That's not who I've known him to be since seeing him at Ohio State. So I think that the young quarterback should get a pass here, even though other people will make this to be out more than what it actually is.
What do you think, E?
You know, you never want to attack the fans, no matter what city you're in at all. You don't want to ever say anything disparaging toward fans unless they do something to you and you're defending yourself or you feel a certain way. I don't really know what led to Justin saying what he said. I can only put it in my mind about how I would react or how I feel after end of a game and I'm being asked questions going through a locker room. I'm just assuming maybe there's a possibility a fan could have said something to him or you suck or something along those lines as he's walking in and he's probably processing it. And as he's asked his question at his press conference, he's thinking about what just occurred. That's the only thing I can think of because I don't know why he would say the things that he said about a fan base. Fans are, look, I appreciate all fans. I like the fact that they do spend their hard-earned money. They're the reason that we make the type of money that we make because they spend the money on tickets to come and support. I don't think if he had a do-over that he would make the same mistake again.
Right.
A little more thoughtful. On top of that, you know, some would say, well, where was the PR people in this situation? Well, the PR people don't tell you what to say when you're walking up at a post-game press conference. They'll let you know, hey, here's the statistics, here's the numbers, here's this, but they're not going to say, watch out for a question about the fans. Or, you know, they're not, because they don't know what's coming. So I'm just looking at it and saying, you know what, I'm willing to give him a pass because it's a learning lesson. He didn't mean any harm by it at all, I don't think. I mean, I don't think he meant any harm by it. And he'll learn from it. He'll see. Go ahead, Max.
Well, I was going to say, the quote is, just so people know what we're talking about, it hurts more in the locker room than for Bears fans, Justin Fields said about losing a rivalry game.
It's good. That's what you want to hear.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I want to take a call from Chicago, guys, before we get out of here for this segment, because the fans do put in the work. They put in the work at their jobs. They've already put in that work. They take that money, a percentage of what they make, and they give it to you to watch you play football, right? The fans have put in the work in that sense.
And that's where I'm sensitive to, is that I know that fans put in the work. Even though at times fans can be jerks, especially on social media, for those that follow it and pay attention to it, I think it's that sort of stuff. But fans do put in the work because they spend their money to support.
Yeah. Kirk in Wisconsin has something to say about Akie and Jay.
Man, Justin Fields, garbage. Man,
come on, man.
Somebody better than him.
But see, that's why you see why a guy will react that way and trigger. You see what I'm saying, Max?
Yeah.
My man just called him trash.
Yeah. First thing is you're garbage. Garbage.
The thing, though, is
you are human refuse. Yes.
It's hard for fans to tolerate that, especially when you've only thrown the ball 11 times in that game, right? Where they think you're the guy, the coaching staff hasn't shown that you're the guy, and you lose the game. So it's a combination of all of it. They just want to see you be humble and just pay your respect and keep trying to win games.
So after a big Monday night game, guys, Justin Fields put his foot in his mouth, went at the fans a little bit, even if it wasn't intentional. People mad at him, but Jalen Hurts balled out. Has he put himself in the MVP?
He's going to win the Heisman.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
With two Monday Night Football games, we have two winners. And now, two quarterbacks moving up the MVP betting board. The biggest riser, Jalen Hurts, from 14-1 to 8-1 odds. Now the third favorite, thanks to a dominating effort against the Vikings for the 2-0 Philadelphia Eagles. Josh Allen remained the MVP favorite. His odds slightly lowered, now 3-1. Patrick Mahomes between them.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPNU now also, and on the ESPN app. Click More on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Then scroll down to Live Radio, and you have us in your ears, live, wherever you go. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The question we're asking now, the topic, was Justin Fields, here, Key, let me just put you up on something, out of pocket. See, Key, how I said out of pocket instead of out of line? Out of pocket.
You got to say it with your chest. Though,
okay,
Max.
Say it. Go ahead.
You guys
do
are
it.
Doing like slang. Like we going back to that.
That's right.
Like facts.
Between Key,
no cap,
between Key and me, we're 100 years old. But get we say
damn.
Out of pocket.
Sound like
go ahead.
100 years old.
Damn. Was Justin Fields out of pocket, partner?
Sure. Yo, well, partner. If you say so. I'm not sure what that means.
That's Dan Graziano right there chiming in. NFL insider here at ESPN. Dan, we're going to play. First, let me say Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So here's the question. Was Justin Fields out of pocket, Dan, for the following?
Dan, like, what the hell is pocket?
He said the loss to Green Bay hurt more in the locker room than for Bears fans because the fans aren't the ones putting in the work.
I mean, obviously what he's saying is, like if you're like the players and the coaches take this harder than the fans do it, and I'm always amazed that fans don't believe that, but it is true. It's just there's no reason to say it. Like, there's no benefit to the professional athlete to say something that's negative about the fan base, or it's just you gotta find a different way to express it. And I mean, like, again, it's just it can be as simple as, look, trust me, we're taking it as hard as you guys are. We want it to get better.
Jay, they are putting in the work. As I said, they work at their jobs and love it so much they take a portion of that money and give it to football so they can watch them.
Completely understood. Look, for somebody who lived in Chicago, I get it. I know how hardworking people are. That's just not Justin Fields' character, though.
Yeah.
Like, and you're allowed to, if you know who this dude is, if you've seen a body of work, then he has one blunder where it just comes out the wrong way.
Yeah, you don't.
He's never attacked fans before.
Yeah, and it's
hard when you're losing at a different clip. Like, Justin Fields isn't a politician. He's a starting quarterback who's learning how to handle adversity with the public on the fly.
It's just not even an attack. I mean, and I understand, like, fans are going to take it that way. It's just, again, like, there's no – it can't help you, right? Like, you're trying to establish yourself as somebody that they'll cheer for, that they'll root for, that they want to succeed. And it's just you're not doing yourself any favors. Like, if I were advising Justin Fields, if I were his agent or publicist or something, I would be saying, look, that's just not a space where you can have any – success.
So
like,
quickly,
you just don't want to operate there.
If I were to say fans are mad at Justin Fields for saying that, yeah. Overreaction, not an overreaction, what would you say?
Fans are mad because that they're, you know, they're not playing well, right? I mean, that's it. Like, if Justin Fields was playing well, then this is the kind of thing that would be more easily forgiven, right? If it needs to be forgiven. I don't know whether it needs to be forgiven, but I'm saying, like, from if you're trying to establish yourself as a professional athlete, like, there's no benefit to you in going down that road.
Dan, I asked overreaction, not an overreaction. If you're not going to play the game, we have a whole segment to do of overreaction, not an overreaction. All right, you ready to do it?
I think so, but
I don't know if you are based
like
on that
you're
last.
Skeptical.
Yes, based on that last.
All right, we'll see if I can recover.
Dan's about to tell me that I'm not putting in the work that he's put. He's taking it harder than me. All right, Jalen Hurts is going to be in the MVP race. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
Not an overreaction. Look, we just heard it, right? Like, he dropped from 14-1 to 8-1. He's like the third favorite right now. The quarterback that can beat you with his arm and his legs is going to be in the MVP race if his team wins. This team is 2-0. He's playing out of his mind. Long way to go, but yes. I mean, if they were voting today, he's a strong candidate. Absolutely. If he plays like this all year and they win, he's definitely in that mix for sure.
I think he's here to stay. It's not an overreaction at all. You see it right there, plus 800, third behind Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But when you look at it, what he's been able to do, Dan, it's just been remarkable considering that coming into the season, many people thought that this was just a major tryout year for him because the Philadelphia Eagles hold some draft picks and there's some quarterbacks coming out in the draft that people think the Eagles have their eye on. I think the eye is closed on those quarterbacks as of last night.
Yeah, it's not an overreaction at all. And they're a sleeper to get to the Super Bowl, by the way. We should start saying that about this Eagles team.
Pretty stacked. I mean, that roster looks real good.
Everybody talks about the Rams. People talk about other. I'm like, all right, the
it's
Eagles
not
are right
an
there.
Overreaction insofar as you can't have one this early in the season. Like, who knows? It's a long season. But as of right now, like you asked me, what's my gut on Justin Fields on
Jalen Hurts
yesterday? I was like, I don't know. I'm still wondering. If you ask, I'm still wondering. But if you're asking me now what I think, I tend to agree with Key. He looked like the real deal to me last night. The Buccaneers' defense is going to have to carry Tom Brady this year. Overreaction, not an overreaction, Dan.
I think it's an overreaction. I think they're carrying him so far, and they probably could if they had to, but I don't think this is like Brady falling off of a cliff, to use an expression.
What kind of an idiot would say that?
Look, I don't know how many quarterbacks are going to look good if like their left tackle and their tight end and their top, like literally like their top four receivers, right, are not available to them. Like the Buccaneers will get better around Brady as the year goes on, and I think he'll perform at a high level before it's all said and done.
Yeah, it's not an overreaction. I know a lot of people don't want to say it, but look, this defense has been basically, statistically, he's done a tremendous job since coming over from the New England Patriots, but they won that Super Bowl based on that defense. Tom Brady had a good year. There's no question about it. But that defense was at a different level. And I think when you look at this year, you look at the receivers being banged up and in and out of the lineup, the offensive line banged up in and out of the lineup, this defense is only going to get better under Todd Bowles' direction. It is not an overreaction. They are certainly going to have to carry. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with running the football, playing solid and sound defense, and Tom Brady not making any mistakes and winning another Super Bowl. Well, nothing wrong with it at all.
Every quarterback needs a stout defense to help them get there. I mean, look at his next two opponents. You're playing against Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
The defense has to be up there, especially considering versus the Packers, you don't have Mike Evans. So being out for a game. So I think the defense, has to play their role.
I think that's an overreaction in this sense. Yes, the defense can be the dominant force on the team and contribute greatly to winning. But, like, Cooper Rush made some positive plays. The main thing was he didn't turn it over.
Right.
Tom Brady is going to make a lot of positive plays throughout the season. And if you swapped him out with another quarterback, I don't think we'd be nearly as confident, most quarterbacks, of them winning. So I can't say that they're going to carry the guy.
More importantly, I don't think the Buccaneers would be nearly as confident. And that's the benefit that Brady has brought to them the last few years.
No doubt. Mahomes does the same thing for the Chiefs, and this is how it goes. The Dolphins are a legitimate AFC contender. Overreaction, not an overreaction, Dan Graziano.
It's not an overreaction because if they are capable of performing at the level they did in the second half, or specifically the fourth quarter on Sunday, they're scary. They're going to be a scary team to play. So I don't know whether the Ravens defense just fell apart, whether these receivers are really going to be that transcendent that they're going to be able to run by anybody. If Tua can put the ball where it needs to be, that's a pretty good throw. I think they're legit. The AFC's tough, but if they can perform like that on offense, I think they're going to be in the mix.
It's an overreaction. Yeah. I think, they're sitting at 5 on my rankings this week, but it's an overreaction to think that they're going to run the table in the AFC or beat the New England, beat the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs. You mentioned the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter in that stretch was major. The Baltimore Ravens didn't do enough on the back end of their defense to continue to slow things down. A couple first downs, the game's over. We're out of here. We're done, and we're not even having this conversation. And I know the Dolphins won, and Tua threw for 6 touchdowns, and everybody's going crazy right now, but it is certainly an overreaction in week 2.
Yeah, I don't see it as an overreaction, even though I don't think the odds heavily skew in their favor. I still think that the Chiefs and the Bills are the cream of the crop. We'll see in their next game against the Bills where they match up. But I will say I love the direction that Mike McDaniels and Tua have this team going. It's trending towards them being a legit contender.
I would say it's an overreaction. But if you rephrased it to say they're legit playoff contenders, in other words, they're contend for a playoff spot, that's different than saying they're going to contend to get out of the AFC.
Yeah,
so I'll say overreaction to out of the AFC – not an overreaction to contend for a playoff spot.
That's not the game.
Didn't you just tell Dan in the conference make the playoffs?
No, Max. Didn't you just tell Dan to play the game right?
I played it. I said. I started out by saying.
Right, Dan.
Wait a minute. I started out by saying we have tape. I started out by saying it is an overreaction. I answered the question and then I explained.
I don't know.
I answered the question first. As long as you answer the question.
New York slick, buddy.
Equivocating, I think, is what's going on here.
Don't give it away, Key. We're making money. All right. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. Appreciate it as always, Dan.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. I'm done. I got to go do SportsCenter.
Yeah, that's not a real reaction. Yeah.
Just come on our show and then leave us?
I'd rather stay. Don't tell SportsCenter I said that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys are fun.
This is the place to be.
You guys are fun.
You guys are fun. I enjoy this.
That's right. Thank you, Dan, as always. We want to hear from you now. Is it an overreaction to be mad at Justin Fields this morning? Chicago. Was he out of pocket?
Stop.
When he said the loss, partner, when he said the loss to Green Bay hurt more in the locker room than for Bears fans. He said, hey, Shannon, we need to get the part of the quote where he said that the fans aren't the ones putting in the work. That was the key to that quote. If I'm in Chicago, I'm like, hold on. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and now we're on ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can call us at 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Was Justin Fields out of pocket, partner, when he said the loss to Green Bay hurt more in the locker room than for Bears fans? See, the partner thing gets me. Key, it's like if you say son, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel natural to you, right?
Oh, when I say son?
Yeah. It doesn't feel natural, right? Like you got to force it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, because it's an East Coast thing.
It's an East Coast thing.
Yeah, it's really more of an East Coast.
Partner, you never heard on the East Coast, not in New York.
No, that's the West Coast.
That's West Coast, 100%.
People still saying partner
for sure.
I don't know. For sure. That's also West Coast.
Are they still saying that now? This is like a refurbished.
I don't know. You have to ask Key. I've lived on the West Coast in 6-7 years now.
What's up, partner?
They still saying partner on the West Coast.
I mean, it depends on who you're talking to, though. If you hanging around some dweebs, nah, they ain't gonna say it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. But if you hanging around some dudes that is got more street kind of urban feel to it, then you might hear many things, Max.
Among them, partner. Justin Fields was asked post-game presser about losing to the rival, to the division rival Packers, when the fans are so invested in it. And this is what he said.
Does losing against this team, does it sting more because of the rivalry and how much Bears fans want to be in this game?
Yeah. I mean, it hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in. So just coming out with a disappointing loss like this, you know, it hurts. But, you know, we just got to respond.
Fans, of course, are putting in work at their jobs, and then they take a portion of that money they made at their jobs from putting in the work and spend it on Justin Fields.
That's not what he meant, though. I know that's not what he meant,
but Jay.
Completely interpreted. I get it. Interpret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not what he meant.
But Jay, I understand it's not what he meant, but I'm giving him because you're coming from the athlete's point of view.
I know what you're doing.
I'm giving a perspective that maybe changes the way people think about it a little bit. Because on the one hand, it's true, the fans aren't putting in work on the field. On the other hand, the work they put in at their jobs gets translated to the money they pay to watch.
He meant,
so they've already put in their work.
Understood. I'm not combating that. I know what I've been a fan longer than I've been a professional athlete. Yeah. Jobs where I made $30,000 a year for a long time. I know what hard work is. I've seen other people in Chicago hard work. I understand. But his thing, it felt like he was saying, "We put in work on the field, like on the
of
field,
of course that's
on
what
the
he
field."
Means.
Not saying that people didn't put in work in their lives.
Of course, no. But I
know. I hear what you're doing. I'm just kind of.
I'm saying that's why the fans are so. They care so much that they'll put in their work, take a percentage of it, and feed it into this thing because they love it so much.
I don't think a lot of fans are angry. I think this is going to be something that the media turns into a really big thing.
You want to hear from the fans?
Sure.
Jay says, you haven't put in the work. You can't even
talk
on this show.
No, I did not.
Who cares about you? I say we love you, fan. Actually, you get this show for free. You ought to thank us. Bob in Chicago. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
What's up, Bob?
Thanks, Bob. Good.
Yes, I think the fans will overreact about this, mainly because the question really wasn't even about who cares more, the team or the fans, but the overall point is, yes, fans can be jerks and bums at times, but that's because the fans have the most invested in it of anybody. The players get a huge check to play this game, so they don't have anything invested in it, really.
Bob.
Not no, stop he phrased that poorly. He means
Justin Fields is being compensated
for it.
Just because I'm compensated at a certain level doesn't mean that I don't care more than you.
You are well compensated, and it absolutely splits your allegiances when another team could when money is the motivating factor.
But money isn't the motivating factor.
It's not always that factor, though, Bob.
All it takes is someone to come in and offer more money, and now, Keyshawn, instead of the Jets, you love the Cowboys. I mean,
Bob, I'm sorry, Bob. Isn't that applicable to your job to a degree? Like, if a situation is bad,
not to his fandom. He's talking about his fandom.
Yeah, but I don't love the Jets no more than I do the Cowboys, no more than I do the Bucks, no more than I do Carolina. I don't give a damn about whether they go into the Super Bowl or not, Max. When they go to the Super Bowl, I'm not going to be standing around in no damn Cowboy jersey, no Jet jersey, no Buck jersey, none of them.
This is
I don't give a damn.
This is the fans' point.
To his team.
The point is that he loves his team so much. He goes to work. He spends money on the team. That's the only thing he gets out of it is whatever happens with the team, right? He's going to support them and support the athletes who play for them regardless. The athlete, since they don't have an allegiance to a team out of fandom, it's whoever pays them. They're at their job.
How do we even get to this conversation off Justin Fields? Justin Fields doesn't love his team? Doesn't love being better, being the best he can be?
Bob said there's no real love for the team because the check is the love.
Yeah, right.
And that's not true. And I'm not going to sit here and allow someone to say that in my ear because it's not true.
So, Key, you're saying when you're on that team and you're a professional and you show up, then you love your team when you're on that particular team.
Yes, right. Absolutely. My only allegiance in sports is the University of Southern California where I got my degree from. That's it. The rest of the thing, I don't care about all that, man. Hey, I don't care about no pro football and who wins and why. I care about the Saints because of my nephew, but that's it. Nepotism.
To be in the best version of yourself for your team. Mm-hmm. That it makes you a good teammate.
Sure. Rhonda in Indy, by the way, wants to talk about Justin Fields.
I love ESPN for now. Right, Max?
Okay.
Exactly.
Hello?
Yes, Rhonda.
Hey.
First of all, I'm Rainey from The Ohio State University.
Speak it.
And I already am disappointed that the Bears drafted my quarterback because all they do is ruin quarterbacks. Mm. But did he lie? Did he lie? The work that these boys put in from Pop Warner all the way to be a stellar athlete, to be drafted, to do that's their job. I don't have anybody at my job rooting me on, telling me, oh, Rhonda, you didn't start that IV, right? You suck. And then you want him to come out and act like it's not important to him? Yes, I don't think he lied, and I support him. And, Key, I thought you would have had my back on that, but I think Bob brought out what I wanted to hear Key say. So thank you very much, baby.
I didn't have her back on what?
I'm not sure, Key.
Me neither.
Look, basically, you can divide camps into two basic sentiments on this topic. Pro-athlete or pro-fan. And I think that's a false dichotomy there. You don't need to be. I feel that I am pro-athlete, and yet I can recognize where it's not a good idea for an athlete to say fans aren't putting in the work. It is obviously true they're not putting the work in on the field, but they are...
He just left out on the field.
But that's what they're talking about. When they says the fans are not as invested in the team as the players are. Yeah, by the way, of course. Of course the players are more invested in the team, especially if they're good players, right? And they're team players. But you don't want to tell that
understood.
To the
this
people
is
who
such,
pay
this
for
is,
everything.
This is a non-story. There's been nothing in Justin Fields' past that has shown that he's the kind of person that attacks fans.
Well, I don't think we're condemning Fields as a person. We're saying he made a mistake.
Yeah,
but no.
He made a mistake, but the mistake turns into like this big thing where people are starting to question his character. That's what happens.
Well, I don't know, Key. I wouldn't say question character. I would say
I don't think people's questioning his character. Nah, they're just
trying to
understand.
This guy just called him a bum.
Well, that's not a character thing. He's saying as a player.
I think they're talking about as a player more so than they do as a character. First of all, you can't question his character because he hasn't even been in the league long enough for you to even understand who he is or anything about him. You know, how many people have actually met him before game, after game, during a game? I mean, he's only been in the league a year and a half. So I just look at it. I really want to find out what triggered that response from that reporter. Me and my experience having dealing with fans my entire professional life, something triggered him to say that. And I really want to know what that something was.
Was Justin Fields out of pocket when he said the loss to Green Bay hurt more in the locker room than for Bears fans? Because the fans... Here, this is what he said. Play the sound real quick.
It hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really... who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We've been talking about Justin Fields. What's up?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What do I do?
Nothing, man. We'll talk about it during the break.
We've been talking about Justin Fields. At the post-game presser, He was asked a question, and this is how he responded.
It hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. The
question was about extra disappointment in losing a rivalry game because the fans are so invested. He said it hurts more in the locker room than for the fans because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. Alex Brown, former NFL defensive end for the Chicago Bears, NBC Sports Chicago Bears analyst with us now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
So, first of all, just off the top, your reaction to the way Justin Fields answered that question?
Well, I don't have no reaction, honestly, because Justin's a young kid. He's a young kid. He hasn't been put in this situation much. He's very successful in high school, very successful at Ohio State. So he wasn't put in this position where people are talking bad about him or saying that these guys need to care more or this or that. So it's really tough to be in that situation. I've been in that situation early on. Chicago's a tough place. It's very similar to Philly and places like that. So you have to win. If you don't win, they're going to let you hear about it.
Big A, let me ask you, what, and I know you can't think for Justin, but what made Justin react that way? What triggered that reaction?
Well, if we're being honest, I mean, it's the truth, right? I mean, when we talk about our, like our families, and you understand that, I mean, we don't have to give all this stuff to them because you're the only one out there running these routes. You're the only one out there running these sprints, putting in this work. So what he's saying is true. He just can't say it. Like, that's just, that's what he has to understand. What he is saying, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it is the truth. The players do put more. And the fans, they pay money. But at the end of the day, I mean, the players got to, they're putting their lives on the line. I mean, we saw a kid last night. If you guys watched the game last night, I'm sure you did. There was a kid that was carried off on a stretcher in an ambulance. And you're going to sit up here and tell me that you're putting in more as a fan? Yeah, I don't believe that.
You know, Alex, living in Deerfield, living downtown Chicago, spending the time I did there, getting a chance to talk to a lot of, you know, policemen, firemen. Like, you see how diehard people are and how hard they work and their support for their sports franchises, right? The Bulls, the Bears. And I just feel like out of any quarterback, Justin's character matches their same kind of drive. And for me, like, this came out the wrong way. But it's also watching a young kid who's always dealt with success learn how to now deal with failure when expectations are for him to be that guy. And I'm sure if he had a chance to do it over again, he wouldn't say it this way. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely, Jay. I totally agree. I honestly think he wouldn't say it at all. He just kind of brushed that question off to the side or say that the fans, you know what, the fans, we really respect what they say. We really respect what they think. And we're going to do better for you. That's the way you handle that, a question like that. But he'll learn that. He'll learn that stuff. He's a young kid.
You see, Max, he'll probably do this today, even though he doesn't need to. Like, knowing Justin's character, he'll probably apologize.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's not my intent. That's not what I meant. You guys know who I am and what I stand for. I love you guys. He'll do something
I
like that.
I can see you reflexively defending Justin Fields, and I understand it. I root for him. He's easy to root for. You want to see him do well. And, Jay, I just would say this. I don't think from one slip of the tongue, everyone's going to throw him to the side, right? Now, if he were to do this a half dozen other times this year, say stuff like this, then over time you start to develop an opinion of a guy. But we can hold that thought that it's no big deal, and also know that's probably not the way to do it, right? Like, he's got to learn from it and probably not say something like that about the fans. Yeah. Alex, what did you think of his performance the first 2 weeks on the field?
Oh, man, probably what everybody else thinks. I mean, it's been tough out there for him. He's been sacked a lot. I mean, people are calling for him to force to throw the football more. I mean, he threw the ball 11 times this past game, and he got sacked three of them. I mean, that's not a very, very good percentage when you're talking about dropbacks, and then he's getting put to the ground or getting pressured. Our offensive line needs a lot of work, and you don't want to be out there throwing the ball 40 times a game, and it turns into a Cleveland game from last year where he was – sacked nine times, and he just looked really overmatched. I think the entire offensive line is overmatched, regardless of what team you play. So they have to run the ball. You have to play great defense. He only threw the ball 17 times against San Francisco, but the outcome was different. So if you win, then nobody talks about it. So he they looked very inept in the first half, and they came out in the second half, had some good things go their way, and then they were able to get a little rhythm going, and they made some plays. So it's, I think he will get better, but yeah, right now it's just not good. It's not a very good football team.
Alex Brown, former NFL defensive end, Chicago Bears, NBC Sports, Chicago Bears analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and of course, Max. Alex, when will the honeymoon period be over for Justin Fields in Chicago? Having been there, you know it, you're on the ground floor. He has a 5-year deal. He'll be in his third year next year. When is that honeymoon period over?
Probably the end of this year. You will have to see some type of improvement by the end of this season. When you're playing against the lesser team, so he has two teams coming up, and the Texans, and then you have the Giants coming up, you really need to make some headway. You want to win one, if not both of those games, or show that you're competitive. You do not want to be in the position that you were in after this Green Bay game. And then you really need to beat Green Bay once. So I give him to the end of this year, and people are really going to be upset if he's not showing that he can be that franchise type quarterback.
But there's nothing. But they don't have anything around. Real quick, they don't have nothing.
They don't. Seconds.
But you look at what Jalen Hurts did. You look at what Jalen Hurts did last night. It is up to the offensive coordinator and the coach to put him in position to be successful.
That is
with
Alex
whatever
Brown,
they have, and then you'll add pieces.
Former NFL, the Bears defensive end, NBC Sports, Chicago Bears analyst. Thank you, Alex. Can an argument be made that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC?
Woo-hoo!
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.